You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 04, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Donkanik Joppy, a black ICU nurse, won a $20 million award from a federal jury after suing HCA Health One LLC, the parent company of the Medical Center of Aurora. Joppy's lawsuit, filed in April 2022, alleged racial discrimination, retaliation, and malicious prosecution following her firing in 2019 after a 93-year-old patient's death. The dispute centered on Joppy's involvement in the patient's end-of-life care, where the family chose to withdraw life support. Joppy claimed she followed a respiratory therapist's instructions, but the hospital accused her of acting outside her scope of practice by turning off the ventilator, potentially causing the patient to suffer. A medical examiner later determined the patient died of natural causes. The Colorado Attorney General's office filed serious charges against Joppy, including manslaughter and negligent death, which were dropped in September 2021, in the interest of justice. Joppy's attorney, Jennifer Robinson, noted the personal toll this ordeal took on Joppy, who became pretty much homeless and struggled to find nursing employment. Joppy maintained her innocence, stating, "I never killed anyone. I'm a great nurse." The jury's verdict included $15 million in punitive damages, indicating they found the hospital's conduct exceptionally egregious. This award is notable for employment discrimination cases, highlighting the severity of the hospital's actions. Joppy alleged the hospital retaliated against her for complaints about racial discrimination and mistreatment. She described experiencing verbal and nonverbal slights and microaggressions aimed at undermining her as a black professional. Joppy cited instances of being yelled at by charge nurses, particularly Lindsay Jordan, in a humiliating manner. Additionally, Joppy reported charge nurse Michael Olischuk allegedly telling her to clean his house and clip his dog's toenails. He also denied her training opportunities, claiming she lacked critical thinking and organizational skills. Joppy faced a hostile work environment, being restricted to one section of the ICU and denied access to the locker room after a false accusation of stealing a credit card. She was assigned up to 3 critically ill patients without backup, while non-black nurses cared for only 2. HCA Health One denied all allegations of malicious conduct, stating Joppy was terminated for failing to follow policies and protocols for end-of-life care and for practicing outside her scope. They asserted their report to the state health department was a statutory obligation and did not support criminal prosecution of caregivers for mistakes. Despite the hospital's defense, the jury found Joppy was terminated in retaliation for her complaints about racial discrimination. The jury awarded Joppy $20 million, $5 million in compensatory damages, and $15 million in punitive damages. Robinson stated the verdict represents a measure of justice after years of discrimination, retaliation, and false accusations. Joppy expressed hope the verdict would encourage hospitals to take nurses' concerns seriously and ensure workplaces are free from racial discrimination. HCA Health One plans to appeal the verdict, stating they strongly disagree with the outcome and maintain that Joppy acted outside her nursing license. This appeal indicates the legal battle is not over for Joppy. This case highlights broader issues of racial discrimination and retaliation in healthcare. Another recent case involved a black nurse whose contract was terminated after exposing a doctor's outburst, suggesting a pattern of hospitals retaliating against nurses who report issues. These cases underscore the urgent need for systemic change in the healthcare industry to protect nurses and ensure equitable treatment for all, regardless of race. Copyright, African Elements.